The Iraqi army began the Battle of Nineveh on Thursday. The army targeted the building of Nineveh Operation Command south of Mosul, which terrorists have taken as headquarters for their operations in the province. The army battles also took place in the south of Nineveh and Salah ad-Din province, where military units supporting the army aviation and the tribesmen killed 47 ISIL members and destroyed their vehicles there, and thwarted an attack against the Spiker army base and killed all the attackers.
The army now became more aware of the situation on the ground, and of course with the cooperation between the troops on the ground and the air forces, the army now is working differently and became more aware about the tactics of ISIL militants. After regaining control of Tikrit and some areas in Diyala, now the forces are pushing the battle toward Mosul.
55 kilometers away from the capital Baghdad, clashes took place between tribal fighters and the army on one hand and the ISIL militants on the other in Diyala province. The army was able to secure important areas of the province. However, its northern areas are still under the control of the militants.
After the army started using the air force, the military operation became more accurate, and the results now are in favor of the Iraqi army, which shows that the Iraqi army now knows well how to fight the terrorists. Of course, the intelligence part is very important for such operations.
In Anbar province, fierce clashes took place between security forces and Takfiri militants, where 11 members of the army and police were killed and 24 others were injured in the armed attack, which was carried out by militants north of Ramadi. Despite the political situation in the country, the Iraqi army on the ground achieved advances and defeat terrorists. Analysts say as long as the international community and Iraqi people stand with the army, it will be a matter of weeks for the crisis to end. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.